This is PhotoBizX episode number 205. This is a bonus interview and features Daniel Yusenko. He is the CEO and co-founder of Pixaloo, which is the company who is responsible for the amazing software Smart Albums. And they are just about to release Smart Slides, which I'm hoping will finally be the answer to building slideshows for photographers. That interview is coming up in just a minute.
Are you planning to have a successful wedding and portrait photography business? Join Andrew as he interviews successful photographers and business experts to fast-track your success. Welcome to the PhotoBiz Exposed podcast with your host, Andrew Helmich.
Hey, it's Andrew Helmich here from Impact Images and welcome to this episode of the podcast. If you are a regular listener, you will know that this is a bonus episode, an extra interview for this week, and that is to coincide with the release of Smart Slides. You'll also hear, if you are a regular listener, that my voice is not its usual self. I am suffering from a sore throat. It feels like laryngitis is coming on. So I'm going to keep the intro very, very short, as well as the outro, and we're going to get into today's episode in just a sec. The reason for the bonus episode this week is because I don't really do interviews like this on PhotoBizX. It's very rare for me to interview the developer of some software or someone who sells or creates apps without diving into the business and marketing side of things for you. In this case, I did make an exception because I'm guessing that there's a good chance you're like me and have been waiting for some software to make building slideshows simple. At the time I'm recording this intro, which is after I recorded the interview with Daniel, I've had a chance to have a play with Smart Slides, and I've got to say it is amazing. It is very, very simple. I've got a demo slideshow that I created after talking to Daniel. It's in the show notes for this episode, and it literally, and I mean literally, took me less than 5 minutes to create. It was that good. So I've been using other software in the past. It's never been as easy as I found Smart Slides to be from the very first time I used it. Now, there are limitations, and we're going to go into all that in the interview with Daniel. But I wanted to let you know there is no separate premium content to go with this episode, so it is a standalone bonus episode for free and premium listeners this week. I hope you enjoy the interview, and I'll talk to you in a little while.
Welcome to another Great Eye for Business. It's time for Andrew's special guest.
Today's guest is Daniel Yusenko. He's a photographer and the co-founder of Pixaloo, the company responsible for the amazing Smart Album software and now Smart Slides. Daniel was born and raised in the Republic of Abkhazia, a small country on the coast of the Black Sea just south of Russia. He was seven and a civil war broke out and his family were poverty-stricken. They lost everything. After years of poverty, they moved to the States, and judging by what he's built and achieved since, Daniel is a complete success. He's been shooting weddings for over 10 years now, and he co-founded Pixaloo to build Smart Albums in 2012. He still shoots today, and I'm rapt to have him with us now. Daniel, welcome.
Hey, Andrew, that's a great introduction. I like that.
First of all, your background. How did you get from Abkhazia to the States? That must have been horrendous.
Well, I was a little kid, so I didn't make a lot of choices back then. I followed my parents. But yeah, no, I still remember a lot of the tragic parts of the war, and well, it wasn't fun times, but I'm grateful for what it taught me, and I think it has to contribute to the success that I've had here in the States.
How has that experience contributed to your success now, do you think?
Well, I watched my parents work really, really hard and struggle through poverty and losing everything, and it just helped me to be thankful and grateful for what I have here, work hard, not expect anyone to give me anything for free, but to work hard for it. I think that is how.
Are your parents still alive today? Do they know how successful you are?
Yeah, they're still alive. They're still alive and well. And yeah, they're proud of me, obviously. But I mean, I must mention that I really consider myself just one part of a team. We have a team of 25. So it's hard for me to take credit when 24 other people do most of the work. Yeah, I'm just grateful. I just really fell into it. Like a lot of people do into something great. I just fell into it and fortunate to have had partners that made it happen with me.
Yeah, sure. By the sound of things, then you grew up in the States and that's when you discovered and learned photography. How did you get into weddings?
Oh, man, good question. Actually, when I was 15, so I moved to the States when I was 11. And when I was 15, I picked up a video camera and just started videotaping church events. And then, you know, somebody from church said, oh, why don't you videotape my wedding? And that turned into about 5 years of videography. And then when I was about 20 years old, I decided that videography is too difficult and I want to try something new. And parallel to video, I was doing photography on the side, so I knew how the cameras worked and all, and I needed some income. So I said, well, I know weddings and I know photography. Let me try wedding photography. So that turned into another 10 years of wedding photography. So altogether, it's been 15 years that I did something with weddings, and I'm not even that old. I hope not.
So you're going along with the wedding photography business. I imagine it's going well. You know, you've got a great portfolio there on your website. How does the idea for Pixaloo or Smart Albums come about?
Good question. Well, like I said earlier, I was just fortunate enough to sort of fall into it. I mean, it's a kind of a question, you know, is it luck or is it hard work? I guess it's a little bit of both. At the time, I tried very, very hard to make sure that I market my business well, that I brand it well. And a friend of mine, who is also a photographer and a programmer, he had an idea for an application that was Smart Albums. And he saw that I was doing well with the marketing with my business. And he approached me and said, hey, you seem to be good at marketing. And I have this idea and I have some, you know, technical expertise. Maybe we should do this together. So it was really, you know, his idea and it was him who initiated. But I guess the only credit that I can take is that I showed myself in good light to him, that I was marketing my business well. And that's why he invited me on board. And yeah, that's how it started.
So he's the other co-founder.
Yeah, he's the other co-founder. We have a third co-founder who handles the business side of things because neither of us had any business experience. But yeah, he's basically, I mean, if you use Smart Albums or any of our products, he is the genius behind it. My contribution mostly is the fact that I've been a photographer or a videographer for so long that I know well what photographers want, what they don't want, and it helps us to serve photographers well.
Nice. You just said they're any of our products. So all I know about is Smart Albums and now Smart Slides. Is there other products?
Well, there is an add-on to Smart Albums, which is Cloud Proofing, which is a album proofing system that allows you to send a draft of the album directly from Smart Albums to your client. So technically it's part of Smart Albums, but it really is another product of its own.
Okay, right. Do you know how many photographers that are using Smart Albums are using Cloud Proofing?
Quite a bit, actually. I don't have the latest stats on it, but I believe something like a third or so.
Okay.
So quite a few, yeah.
What's the advantage of cloud proofing? Because I don't use that in my business. I use Smart Albums, but I don't use cloud proofing.
Well, I think the biggest advantage is that you don't have to go outside the Smart Albums interface to send the design to your client. You can send it directly from Smart Albums, which saves a lot of time. And when clients leave their comments, if they want something changed or whatever it is, those comments appear directly in Smart Albums so that you can make the changes quicker. So it's just a faster, more convenient way of doing things, really.
Okay. So would they log in then to Smart Albums on the back end and then see that proof?
Who, the client or the photographer?
Yeah, the client. So the photographer does the design and then what he uploads to the cloud proofing or via the cloud proofing software and emails that to the client. Like, how does the client see it?
Yep. They just email, the photographer emails the link to that web, you know, web version of the album where they can see the beautiful presentation, the pages being flipped. Yeah, they send the link and then the client watches the album and leaves comments, and they can do that on their desktop or their iPad. It's very beautiful and very convenient for everybody.
Okay, cool. How did the idea of Smart Slides come about? Who wanted this? Like, who asked for it or who needed it?
Oh, man. I've had so many people, so many photographers come up to me and say, please make a slideshow software over the last several years. I mean, I take it as a compliment. People are really passionate about Smart Albums, and I guess they trust us to solve problems like that. But honestly, since we launched Smart Albums, which was a bit over 3 years ago, I've had so many photographers come up to us, and in general, I just heard so many people complain on Facebook about how awful the process is. And yeah, we felt like we did a good job with Smart Albums and thought we should give this a try. And this is really funny, actually. We thought, well, how hard can this be? Okay, we wanted something really simple, so this is going to be maybe a three-month project. We still have screenshots of our schedule on the whiteboard that said, you know, 3 to 4 months from now we'll launch Smart Slides. But it turned out to be a two-year project, which is...
2 years?
2 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
So you've been working on this project for 2 years. What is it about? I mean, I don't know anything about software development, but, you know, why does a three-month project turn into a two-year project?
Oh, man. I can talk about this for a really long time. Okay, what is it? Well, basically, there's a lot more to it than people realize. When I talk to photographers who have an idea about any software, they typically think that all they need to do is find a programmer. That's all that takes. I'm going to find a guy and I'm going to tell him, make this awesome thing. And then 2 months later, I'll pay him the money and it'll be ready. Well, it's a lot more to it. It's kind of like, I guess, I don't know, you know, building a house. There's the design. There is the actual making of it. Then there's somebody who checks to make sure it's made properly. And then if there's a problem, it has to be fixed. And then the owners change their mind and say that we need two stories instead of one story. And all of that adds up to prolonging the process by a lot. Yeah, there are lots of books written about software development being late.
Well, is the software Smart Slides, is it now how you plan it to be? Or has it had lots of changes along the way?
Oh, no, it's changed a lot. At first, we thought it would be a desktop application where you just choose a track and put some images and output as some file, as a video file. But the more we thought about it, the more we were trying to address the problem of making it not complicated, making it beautiful, making it simple. We were just adding, you know, features to it a little bit at a time, and then figuring out how to make it simple is probably the most complicated part. It's a lot of work to make something look simple and feel simple. So then when we launched the beta about 6 months ago, we heard feedback from photographers, and photographers wanted to get rid of some things, add some other things. And yeah, it's really evolved to something that we did not think it would be.
Okay. At the moment, I'm registered as a beta user. It's not available to everyone yet. I haven't actually seen how it works. The only actual slideshow that I've seen is via a link on your Facebook page to a Tyler Branch video. So, Matt, can you explain what it is? I mean, what is Smart Slides?
Actually, it's hard to explain because there isn't anything to compare it with. It's something very new, but I'll try to do it. First of all, it's very, very simple. I just looked at our stats on the back end for the statistics on how long it takes our users, our beta users, to design a full slideshow. And the average so far is 12 minutes.
Wow. Okay. How many photos is in that slideshow?
Well, no. So to be clear, it takes 12 minutes to design it. How long it is, it depends on the photographer's.
Okay. So is that for 50 images? Is it for 10 photos? Is it for 100 photos? You know, to take 12 minutes to put this. Mm-hmm.
What I saw, I believe it was an average of about 50 photos or so.
Okay. So it's pretty quick.
Yeah, no, it's extremely quick. And when we were making it, we realized that it really breaks down to two main parts, which is the images and the music. And it's really as simple as step one, add photos. Step two, add music. And step three, you know, fine tune it, such as maybe rearrange some photos. And all of that happens online in your browser. And then when you're ready, you press publish. And you choose one of beautiful pages that we designed, which we call themes. And these pages are basically like a website with a player of the slideshow. And you can choose several different styles that best match you. And then you're ready to send that link to your clients. So yeah, it's very, very fast, but outputs a very beautiful presentation.
Okay. All right. I've got a lot of questions now.
Okay.
First of all, the image file size, you know, what works best? Are we talking about low res files or what do we upload?
So that's one of the things that we want to make sure is very simple. Photographers don't have to worry about that at all. We have recommendations to make sure that the images look best. And because we support 4K resolution, we recommend, you know, uploading good size images. But if you uploaded full res images or half res images, as long as they're not tiny, they're going to display well. And we're going to automatically resize them, properly sharpen them, And for each device, whether that be a phone or a Retina MacBook Pro, they're going to display perfectly.
Okay, all right. Who is hosting the image files?
We are.
Oh, so we upload them to Pixaloo?
Yes.
Okay. And then the music? You said there's music. Where do I get the music from?
Oh, well, that I'm glad you asked. The music was probably the hardest thing to solve in all of this because you have a problem where photographers cannot really use popular music because it's illegal. And we're basically stealing from our fellow artists. On the other hand, royalty-free music is often not very good, or it takes a really, really long time to find a good track. So what we did was we partnered with a music license provider called Marmoset Music, and they are the leader in providing licensed music. So what we did was we went through their entire library, which is thousands of songs. It took us hundreds of hours to do it. And we picked out what we thought were the very, very best songs for slideshows. And those are directly in Smart Slides, and photographers can choose them. They're fully licensed. They're free. Photographers don't have to worry about any of that. And yeah, they choose a track, and the images are automatically set to match the music in terms of the duration. So the music won't end too early or too late. And that's it. Of course, they can upload their own music too, but we recommend choosing ours.
Sure. What if I wanted to send a slide? Is there a limit to how many photos I can include in a slideshow?
Technically not. I mean, the limit is 1,000 images.
Okay.
Just so that it doesn't get abused, but technically, no, there's no limit.
Okay, so let's say I want to send, I don't know, let's say 150 image slideshow to a client, and I feel like a 3-minute song isn't enough, and I want to have a 6-minute song. You know, can I join 2 3-minute songs together, or do I have to go looking for a 6-minute song?
No, absolutely. You can simply add a second song or add a third song. I actually made a slideshow for a wedding last week, and I believe I had 400 images and 6 songs.
Okay, right. So we just go back to the library, pick another song, drop that track in.
Absolutely. And one of my favorite parts about this, and it was me who was pushing for it, is let's say you have 6 songs and you have different parts of the wedding. You have the getting ready, you have the ceremony, you have the portraits, the reception. You can easily drop each part of the day to the appropriate song. So if the first song is fun because it's getting ready, you can just drop all of the getting ready images to that song. And then if it's a romantic song, you can put all the ceremony photos in that song so that when the clients are watching it, the right song is playing at the right time.
Okay. What if I've got, say, 10 getting ready photos from the groom and I don't want to have the whole song play? Does it have to play for the whole song, or can I trim the length of the audio for that?
You can absolutely trim it. You can absolutely trim it. We thought of everything.
Every time I ask you a question, I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be a no. You can't do that.
Well, remember, most of our core team are photographers. So when we were making this, we knew what we as photographers wanted. And that's why my answers are yes to all of the questions.
All right, what about adding my company logo?
Yep, you can absolutely do that.
I actually put those onto my photos first, or just have an end slide and a start slide with a logo?
In preferences, you can upload your logo. That logo will be displayed on the opening screen and on the end screen, something we call a splash page.
Okay. I want to ask about video. Well, first of all, portrait photographers, are you expecting them to use this as well?
Well, absolutely. We haven't yet talked about the importance of slideshows, but really, I believe it's the best way to showcase the images for the first time because it's such an emotional experience. It's not just a gallery that you're just clicking through. The music adds so much to it. And, you know, people cry and they get really emotional when they watch their photos for the first time with an emotional song in the background.
Okay. Let's get more into the why you should use slideshows after I ask you a few more questions about using the actual software. Videographers, or any photographer that shoots a combination of video and stills, is Smart Slides only for stills?
For now, yes. We may add video in the future, but we wanted to make sure that we do a few things really, really well before we start getting into video and other stuff like that.
Okay, got it. So once I've created my slideshow and I'm ready to, I guess, upload it, or it gets uploaded to Pixaloo, and then I share the link, can I also embed that video onto my website?
Yes, you can also embed it. So you have really a few options of how you can share it. You can either simply share the link to the Smart Slides webpage, which we're calling a theme. And if you wanted to, you can also mask the URL so that instead of smartslides.com/whatever, instead it appears like it's part of your domain so that it reflects your brand. Or you can use the embed code to embed it on your own website. Or you can download a video version of that slideshow and choose how you want to share that.
When I embed it, do I have to have the theme or do I just have the video, the player?
No, there is no theme when you're embedding it. There are no Smart Slides branding aspects at all in any way. You simply have an embedded player that looks like a video player, but in fact, it's an HTML5 player. And the reason that it's HTML5 is because video compresses images a lot and degrades the quality quite a bit, and an HTML5 player does not. And so we're using that to make sure that the images are shown in their best possible way.
Okay, is it because of the HTML5 that you can show the same slideshow on different monitor sizes? Is that why?
It's sort of. It has a little bit to do with that, but the important thing here is that we are sending the right image size to the right device at the right time. So if somebody is looking at it on the phone, the images that they're looking at are properly sized and sharpened for that device size.
Okay. Let's say I create a slideshow for a client after a portrait session and I send it to my client. Are you expecting this to be something that I would sell to a client or use for proofing or either or?
Well, I think the very, very first thing that people think about is I just want to really impress my clients. I want them to love the images and I want them to share the slideshow with everybody they know so that I get more business. So that's the very first purpose of the slideshow. Now, once the client loves it, they may say, hey, can I please get this in a video form that I can save for keepsake? And that's when the opportunity to sell the video of the slideshow comes into play, and it can be a really easy a few hundred dollars for the photographers.
Okay, but don't they already have the video or the slideshow once I've sent them the link?
They do, but I guess it's a matter of the difference between the clients feeling like they have it in their hands versus you're keeping it somewhere on your own servers. You know, the reason why clients ask you to send them a download link or a DVD or a flash drive and not just look at the link you send them to a proofing gallery, it's kind of the same thing happening here.
So am I right in saying or thinking that if the client wants to buy it, I can export the video as a standalone file that I can then send to
Yes.
it? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So what sort of file is that? Is that like a little app or is it something else?
No, it'll be a MP4 file.
Okay. So they can play that on their phone, their iPad, their computer?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, got it. What happens with the hosting? Let's say I've uploaded a slideshow to Smart Slides to your website, mm-hmm. and I have it then featured on my website. I guess, is that an embed link or have I actually got the file?
So if you're embedding the link, but it's still being hosted on our servers.
Okay, so how long will it stay there for?
Forever.
Really?
Forever. I mean, yeah.
Okay, so you just keep hosting. I don't need to get the MP4 file and play around with that and get that to work.
No, I mean, obviously, if you no longer are paying a customer, you may want to first download the video file if you no longer want us to host it. But as long as you're a customer, we're definitely hosting them.
Okay. Are you expecting photographers to upload these video files or slideshow files to, say, YouTube for marketing?
They could, but honestly, I really believe the best and the most beautiful way to share it is with the themes that we created. They are responsive. They work on every device. The images are displayed properly. It works on 4K resolution screens. So I really think that that's the best way of doing it. But we still offer control for photographers if they want to control the brand and if they want to embed the file directly on their website.
Okay, got it. When is this going to be available to everyone?
Very soon. So right now we're talking in January of 2017 and February next month, it's going to be available.
Okay. And the cost?
The cost? Well, that was one of the things that we wanted to make sure is very affordable. We spent a lot of time thinking about it and making sure that it's a price that is very affordable, but it also allows us to continue coding more features and hosting the files and doing all of that. So the cost is, it starts at $8 a month. And for the pro plan, it's only $16 a month.
And what's the difference between the two plans?
It's a matter of how much storage you have. So for the lowest plan, you're getting a storage of 10 slideshows. And for the middle plan, the pro plan, you're getting a storage of 200 slideshows.
Oh, okay. So everyone would start on the basic plan and then go to the pro plan once they get enough videos.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. If you wanted to stay on the basic plan, do you pull down or take down videos?
Yes. You can just delete them and you'll have space open. And the purpose of that plan is more for part-time photographers who don't shoot as many shoots during the year.
Okay, great. And then you said to me you're still working on features. You've got more things coming. Like, what's in the pipeline? What do you see happening with the software?
Well, we're always listening, and we have lots of people suggesting various features, and we're conducting surveys and asking people what the top priority is. And there are a few, and one of the most exciting ones, I think, is an ability to, in our themes, to add a link to your gallery where clients can purchase the photos. So if you're using ShootProof or PixieSet or Zenfolio or SmugMug, you'll be able to add a link that says, you know, buy prints. And then your clients, after watching that emotional slideshow, can go onto the gallery and purchase prints or any of the products that you offer.
Nice. That's cool. How do you guys decide which features to add?
Well, it's a combination of what people are asking and a combination of us looking at our own businesses and seeing what we as photographers want and using our intuition for what will be the most useful to photographers, because there are so many ideas that we still have that we want to implement.
Yeah, right. Oh, this sounds really cool. Really, I know that a lot of my listeners are looking forward to seeing this come out and be available. There's a lot of people waiting for it. So it should be a good month in February.
Yeah, I really think, and I've been told this quite a few times, that there has not been a solution made specifically for wedding and portrait photographers. And we made it specifically for wedding and portrait photographers. And I think that they're going to love it. We have had so much positive feedback so far from the beta users. And it's just, yeah, a very exciting time.
Awesome. What about how you see people using these slideshows? I mean, I know after interviewing a lot of different photographers that people are using these in different ways. How do you see them being used best to, I guess, maximize, I guess I want to say profit, but I mean, you know, it could be exposure as well. Like, what's the best way to use a slideshow to get maximum value from the membership?
That's a really good question. I think our businesses, photography businesses, are primarily driven by referrals. And referrals are driven by happy clients. And like I said earlier, I really believe that the best way to showcase the images for the first time is to put them in a slideshow. When you put them in a slideshow, you're able to tell a story because you're able to control which images follow what other images. You can choose the appropriate music to get the appropriate emotional response. And when clients are happy, when they are ecstatic about the images and they feel emotional about your work, they're going to be sharing it. And obviously, they'll be sharing the slideshow that you created. We actually had a photographer who told us that she posted a blog post of her favorite 2016 images from the year. And then a few weeks later, she made a slideshow of those same images, and she got a much, much better response from the slideshow.
Right, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's say I photograph a portrait session this afternoon. I go home and I work on the files and upload a slideshow and then I share it with her or that family. Is it easy for them to share it with their friends and family?
It's extremely, extremely easy. Every theme, again, not the embedded version, but every Smart Slides player has built-in social media links right there that encourage them to share.
Okay, and so let's say this family share the video that I created for them. Does the family that they share it with, do they know it was me that photographed it?
Oh, absolutely. Your branding is right there. If you didn't upload a logo, we're still showing the business name, which is yours. And if you uploaded the logo, it's also right there.
Okay, so when I upload the logo with, I think, did you call them splash screens?
The splash screen is the first screen that they see, which says, you know, the name of the slideshow, your business name, and the play slideshow button.
Okay, and then the last slide?
The last slide is sort of the end screen, and it gives you an option to replay the slideshow and share the slideshow, and again, it's listing your business right there.
could I have my website there or my phone number?
So right now, no, but that is one of the things that we're going to be implementing. On top of something like a buy prints button, you can also add maybe a view portfolio button.
Okay. How do you envisage, or how would you use this in your wedding photography business? So you come home from a wedding. Mm-hmm. When do you use a slideshow? And do you only create one or do you create multiple slideshows? How do you see yourself using something like this?
It's a good question. Well, I've made slideshows for quite some time using either Adobe Premiere, which is a video editing software, or I believe I forgot what the name of it was. About 5 years ago, I used something else. So even before Smart Slides, I've been making slideshows. And the way I've been using them is when I want to tell the story of the entire day, and this is the first time that I'm sending really a more of a full set of images to my clients, I wanted them to see it in a slideshow. Quite honestly, I couldn't explain it, why I've been doing that for quite some time. But again, I just feel like it's such a better form of presentation than a gallery because, again, you're telling a story, it's emotional, there's music, and I've gotten much, much better responses when I've sent slideshows than when I did galleries. So the way I would do it is I would probably post a few teaser images right after the wedding, and then a few weeks or months, depending on the season, I would send them a slideshow. And then maybe a week or two later, I would send them the rest of the images.
Right, okay. So they're seeing the hero shots or the ones that you love the most in the slideshow.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, awesome. And do you think the portrait photographers will be doing the same thing, using it the same way, or do you see them using it in a different way?
No, I've seen a few portrait photographers do it the same way. Again, when you're trying to maximize impact, music really helps. And there's not a better way to combine music and images than a slideshow. I mean, that's the definition of a slideshow. I think photographers really, really, really care to provide good work and to be proud of their work. And a slideshow just helps to maximize that impact.
Awesome. Yeah. Mate, this has been really good. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing all the info. Is there anything that I haven't asked you about the software that, you know, that I should or should have?
I don't know. You've asked a lot of questions. I'd say that it's one thing for me to talk about it. It's another thing to actually try it. I think when people try it, they'll all of a sudden get it, why slideshows are important, and they'll be amazed at how simple this is. Like I said, 12 minutes, that's how long it takes to create a slideshow. And that's with uploading the images and choosing the music and everything. So it's very, very fast. And the ROI, I mean, if your clients are extremely happy, ROI in 12 minutes, I mean, that's a really good investment.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, where's the best place for the listener to go and check this out? And is there going to be a trial period?
Yes, there is a trial. It's unlimited, but there is a watermark. So you can really get the experience of it. But if you're ready to start sharing them, you'll need to become a customer. And go check it out. Go to our website, which is pixelu.com, spelled P-I-X-E-L-L-U.com. Check out Smart Slides. Check out Smart Albums. And email us if you have any questions. We have customer service 7 days a week, and we're very, very dedicated to helping our customers.
Nice, nice. Hey, just quickly, Daniel, with the trial period, you said there's a watermark there. If I create a slideshow that I love and it has the watermark and I'm not yet a customer, and then I become a customer, does that watermark just come off that slideshow I've already created, or do I start again?
No, it comes off out of the one you created.
Oh, beautiful. Daniel, mate, this has been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for giving up your time and coming on and telling us about it.
Thank you so much. It was really a pleasure.
Alrighty, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Daniel Yusenko. Daniel, if you're listening, again, mate, thank you so much for coming on and sharing everything you did about Smart Slides. Like I said in the intro, I have had a chance to have a little play with the software since we recorded that interview late last week. And yeah, I'm a convert. You've absolutely sold me. It was so easy to use, and it was great to talk to you. I'm looking forward to seeing how it develops. But you know, to be honest, I am happy as it is right now. It's so good to have such a simple solution to creating slideshows. It's something that you noticed photographers needed, and you've come to the party and answered our calls for something simple and beautiful. For you, the listener, I just had an email from Daniel this morning, the morning of January 31st, 2017, and he tells me the software Smart Slides will be going live this week. So if you already signed up for the beta version, you will have access to the full version this week. If you want to know more about the software, if you want to give the trial version a go, then I've got links in the show notes over at photobizx.com/205. And in those show notes, you can also see examples of some of the slideshows that Daniel's created, some of his clients have created, and like I said, there's one there from me as well. You'll also see some work from Daniel himself. He's a terrific photographer. So yeah, it's so good to have, it's so good to see a photographer like you and me that's taken on something so big, like building apps like Smart Albums and now Smart Slides, and becoming the huge success that he is. It's just, and I know that Daniel said that was in part to having a great team around him, but I am sure he's a big part of everything that goes on over there at Pixaloo. Alrighty, that is it for this week. Short and sweet. I hope you enjoyed the interview. I'd love to read your comments or feedback, which you can do in the comments area in the show notes. If you are a premium listener, a premium member, then no doubt we'll be talking inside the members Facebook group about the software and today's interview as well. I'll be adding Daniel into that Facebook group, so you'll have access to him there as well. All right, that is it. I shouldn't keep talking because my voice is failing by the minute. Have an awesome week, and I'll chat to you soon. Bye for now.
If you have enjoyed this episode, head to photobizx.com. Join the conversation, leave a comment, and share your thoughts on the interview with Andrew and today's special guest.